Cine zăpodă, ți-o fer și-o podorul. Țepă vitria, ții doroi, Колосы чужі, і хоч не чув я їх ніколи, зразу їх пізнав. Рано в місті ми ходили, не знав я, чи це сон. Так хотів я зберегти кожну вулицю. З тобою плакати хотів. Вийшла буря, а ми дні до рана співали. Вечір темний, хата тиха, вийшов я на двір. Побачив тебе, сіли разом, і я тобі сказав. Тяжко мені зрозуміти, знати, хто я є. Відчуваю, що я на чужині, коріння не маю. Застидався, зажурився, аж поки ти сказав.
A group called Zrada from a CD that they released about a year ago. It was their first and it's self-titled, and that song was Korinya, which means roots. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, also known as Paulina. Thank you so much for joining me here on Nash Holos. Whether you're tuning in via AM, FM, shortwave, the live online stream, or the podcast, vitayu, welcome. We have a great program lined up for you. Lisel Pavlovsky will be by with a cultural capsule. It will have a proverb of the week for you, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And our music this week will be a little bit of a departure from the norm. Normally it's pretty peppy, but for this week's program, it will be in commemoration of the Holodomor, that horrific famine of 1932-33 in Ukraine that was engineered by Soviet dictator Stalin and carried out by his communist henchmen, to the tune of 7 to 10 million lives lost in a single year. This is not the most well-known crime against humanity of the 20th century, and that was by design. The Soviet regime and the West also worked together to cover this up, and Russia today still attempts to deny it, as do many communist sympathizers to this very day. So our music for this week's show will be in honor of the innocent millions who perished so that their memory lives on and perhaps that humanity can learn from the past. Coming up next is a performer from the United Kingdom. His name is Ludwig. He is the original accordionist for the Ukrainians from Leeds, England. He is now in London, England, and a solo act. And a couple of years back, he composed and recorded this song very much on this theme. It is called Land of Plenty, also 1933.
Land of Plenty, please tell me if it's true. Land of plenty, what did they do to you? Land of plenty, they stripped your wheat fields bare. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, they stripped your wheat fields bare. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, your people lived off you. But it started in 1932. Land of plenty, your people you could feed. But that year you were robbed for foreign greed. Land of plenty, your people you could feed. But that year you were robbed for foreign greed. Land of plenty, your people could not eat. Satan's soldiers collected all your wheat in the name of an ideology that was written to give equality. In the name of an ideology that was written to give equality. Land of plenty refused the right to give, and Ukraine was refused the right to live. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, the harvests of despair. Land of plenty, as if you were not there. Land of plenty, the harvests of despair. Land of plenty, 2 years with empty hands, and the world still refused to understand that your nation just wanted to be free. Land of plenty of 1933. Yes, your nation just wanted to be free. Land of plenty of 1933.
Степ широкий, зелен розмаю. признайся мені, звідки тебе ті чари, я без тебе сідні у полоні печалі, може, десь у лісах ти черзіла шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене зчарувала. А червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір, бо твоя рода, твоя чистая вода, твоя бістрая вода сніг. Бачу я тебе сна у дібровах зелених, не забути стежка, ти приходиш до мене і не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно у житті увійшла мої мрії. А червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір, бо твоя рода, твоя чистая вода, твоя бістрая вода сніг.
Winnipeg artist by the name of Sofia Bilazor from her CD Cherivni Melodii, Enchanting Melodies. That was Chervona Ruta, The Red Rue, by composer Volodymyr Ivasyuk. More recent, more contemporary times, that was written in the 1970s, but at the end of that decade, he too perished at the hands of the Soviet regime very brutally. But fortunately, his music does live on. That is one of the, I think, all-time popular favorites, and it is still being sung by contemporary artists today. Before Sofia, you heard Cheremshina from Montreal from their CD Posteshkarh Mri and Ukraino, Song for Ukraine. Coming up next, the Ukrainians from Leeds, England, from their second CD Vorone, which means crows, and a song called Chiznayeshte, a song about a young man who goes, presumably a young man, perhaps a young woman, goes to Ukraine for the first time to see the village where their ancestors came from, only to find that it had been destroyed and the villagers all sent to Siberia. Here are the Ukrainians now with Chiznayeshte, Do You Know?
Чи знаєш ти, де моя родина? Я приїхав тут з далекого краю, щоб побачити село моє, щоб побачити мою країну. Півстоліття тому село винищили, і Сибір всі селянини вивозили.
Те село була вже дорога, і коло неї там стоїть могила. Покажи мені, де є ця могила, бо я хочу коло неї помолитись за мою родину, за село і за нещасливу Україну, за мою родину, за село і за нещасливу Україну. Візьму від неї, візьму я чорну землю, землю рідну, чорну землю з України. Вже знаю я, чому не підписали, я вже знаю, а хотів би ще не знати. Бо мені буде пригадати, як я сиротою залишився, бо мені буде пригадати, як я сиротою залишився.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming – the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
River Run Cottages is the perfect West Coast getaway. This unique bed and breakfast is just minutes from the airport, ferry terminal, and downtown Vancouver. Enjoy the romance of life on the river in one of four luxuriously appointed cottages. Get pampered, fed, and relaxed at River Run Cottages in Ladner. To book, call 604-946-7778, toll-free 1-866-947-7778, or visit riverruncottages.com. And that strong and distinctive tenor is now known to us as belonging to Father Edward Danilo Ivanko, parish priest of the Holy Dormition Ukrainian Catholic Church in Richmond. That number is from a recording made in his previous life as an opera singer, stage actor, TV star, and what else did he do? A whole bunch of showbiz stuff. Anyways, and that is from a CD he recorded called My Native Land, Orydni Kraj. And the song was a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Bili Kashtane, White Chestnut Blossoms. And before the break, by the way, that was Stephen Zurakowski on the classical guitar from a CD that he recorded back in 2006, a collection of his own songs and some traditional Ukrainian folk songs. And he did it as a personal therapy for some issues that he was dealing with and probably resulting from his father having survived the Holodomor in Ukraine. And this is a fabulous CD called Four Trees in Winter, Stephen Zurakowski. And the song that you heard him perform was the Kolomeka Dance in E Minor. Coming up next, a contemporary group from Ukraine called Okean Ilze from a song that they recorded a few years back, not too many years ago. And it also reflects on the theme of Holodomor and other tragic incidents in Ukraine's history. It is called, rather ironically, Veseli Chase, Happy Times.
Веселі, брати, часи настали, нове майбутнє дарує день. Чому ж на небі так мало сонця стало? Чому я далі пишу сумних пісень? Чому ж на небі так мало сонця стало? Чому я далі пишу сумних пісень? Веселі, брати, часи настали, ми наближаємось до мети. Чому ж тоді я шукаю іншу стежку? Чому я далі з ними не хочу йти? Чому ж тоді я шукаю іншу стежку? Чому я далі з ними не хочу йти? Часи настали, на грудях світить нам слави знак. Нам очі ніжно закрили губи, медом змастили, душу кинули просто так. Нам очі ніжно закрили губи, медом змастили, душу кинули просто так. Душа покинулась та й питає сама у себе, чому одна? Немає в кого спитати золото замість тата, замість мами глуха стіна. Немає в кого питати золото замість тата, замість мами глуха стіна. Стало, кудись поділися голоси. Часи веселі настали, нас лишилось так мало. Ну їх, брати, такі часи. Часи веселі настали, нас лишилось так мало. Ну їх, брати, такі часи. Тоді, як не ми, брати.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nashwalas. Unlike other cultural capsules, I want to touch not on a single persona, but on an event. An event that was a heinous crime against humanity and perpetrated against the Ukrainian people and against a nation by one of the most evil men of the 20th century. Yosef Basarionis J. Djukashvili, better known to us all as Joseph Stalin. In 1932-33, Stalin's henchmen carried out not only political repression and liquidation of Ukrainians, but also starved them to death. And even Raphael Lemkin, father of the United Nations Genocide Convention, in his speech to the UN in 1953, described what had happened in those years and concluded that this is not simply a case of mass murder. It is a case of genocide, of the destruction not only of individuals, but of a culture and a nation. While professional and couch demographers alike will bat around numbers as to how many died, two different sources give figures at either between 3 to 3.8 million or 4 to 4.8 million people dying from November of 1932 to August of 1933. The lower of these two figures was about 10% of Ukraine's population, and the higher was about 15% of the population. And regardless of what figures are used, such a percentage is significant, and under the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, legally would constitute genocide of the Ukrainian nation. Stalin saw the Ukrainization programs of Ukrainian communists and national aspiration as a threat to his Soviet empire, and he had a motive for destroying the people as he feared losing Ukraine. This death by starvation is known as the Holodomor, and regardless of the numbers, millions died, and the fourth Saturday of November is a day of remembrance of the victims of this deliberate attempt to pacify and destroy a nation by the Soviets. On that Saturday, in 2007, I gathered with friends on St. Michael's Square in Kyiv to light a candle in the memory of the millions who had perished at the hands of the despotic Soviet regime of Stalin. Over the public address system, I could hear what is referred to as yoikanya, or a lament of the loss of so many lives, men, women, children. It was haunting, to say the least. I met with people who had family members who had survived those terrible times when nearly 10,000 people were dying daily. I lit my candle and placed it on the square along with the thousands of others, and more than one tear was shed. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule was in memory of the victims of the Holodomor.
Де ти від нас відлітаєш, на кого мене лишаєш? Йой-йой, пташко моя золотика, в яку далеку доріжку? Йой-йой, ласівочко моя, томся з тобою мало наговорила, томся мало натішила. Йой-йой, дітинице моя, дітинице, що ти мені наробила? Ой, Боже мій, Боже, що я буду робіточки сама? Хто мене мамку закличе? То мені подасть водиці? Йой-йой, зозулечко моя, зозулечко, порадь мене, що маю робити? Я не знала, що прийде розлука, що так скоро відходиш від мене. Йой-йой, зозулечко моя мила, як із доса на весілля запросила, яке сумне весілічко заладила. Йой, Боже ж мій, Боже, а де ж твоя дітинице пара? Ти мені ніч не казала. Йой-йой, пташко моя, пташко, квітко не розквітла. Всі діточки ходять, а тебе не відко. Накажи мені, дітинице, коли до тебе прийти. Йой-йой, то ти сумну хатку збудували. Повір мені, дітинице, де ключик від неї, бо я буду приходити. Йой-йой, зозулечко моя, возьми мене за собою.
And that was a song that Vasil sent along with his cultural capsule, which he felt would echo, reflect the sentiments that he spoke about regarding the Holodomor. It's the lament of a mother over the loss of her young child. And just as she keens over the loss of her child, Ukraine laments over the loss of her millions of children during those terrible years of 1932-33. In fact, the entire, all the years, the 70 years of communism in Ukraine. Well, okay, enough sadness on that. Ukraine is still alive and well, and it is on its way to democracy. It's got a few bumps along the road, including an idiotic president that just got in who refuses to acknowledge that the Holodomor was genocide, but it the good news is Ukraine is a democracy. He will hopefully in 5 years get voted out and they'll get somebody else in, unless he has a complete turnaround and does some good things for Ukraine, and who knows, we can only hope. Up next is Taras Petrunenko with a song called Ukraino.
Дороги іншої не треба, поки зорить чумацький шлях. Я йду від тебе і до тебе, по золотих твоїх стежках. Мені не любити, тобі не можна не цвісти, лиш доти варто в світі жити, поки живеш і квітнеш ти.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Цей твій сон не скінчиться ніколи, ти будеш одна. Твій портрет завбільшки з долоню розтане між хмар. Між дивних людей О, май дір Україн. О, май дір Україн. О, май дір Україн. Май лав.
Ти не будеш наче весела між весняних дощів. Погляд твій і розплетені коси розтануть як дим між дивних людей. Тривогу і навіть любов до дивних людей.
Was another hero, folk icon of the Maidan back during the Orange Revolution 6 years ago, and of course many years before that, though. He's been around for quite a while, goes back to the 70s and 80s. And in addition to being multi-talented as a singer, composer, and musician, he also is a translator, and he's the guy that translated the Harry Potter books into Ukrainian. Well, coming up next, we're going to be coming closer to home here in Canada. Millennia is up next from Edmonton, from their CD Jetia, which means life, and KFME, the Kevin Walls.
Тебе не любити, Києве мій. Thank you.
вся кани, серце в них перелю. Хай розкажуть кохані, як я вірно люблю. Буду мріяти жити на крилах надії, як тебе не любити, Києве мій. Буду мріяти жити на крилах надії, як тебе не любити, Києве мій. Над Дніпром вечори у оксамити, мов щастя прибі, як тебе не любити, Києве мій. Вечори у оксамити, мов щастя прибі, як тебе не любити.
For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com. That's N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S. Our time together is just about up, but before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Що волю мати, треба спершу себе об'єднати. And our proverb of the week translates as freedom is built on unity. Well, that just about wraps things up. So to take us home, our last tune is by the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg, and a number that is apropos to wrap up our program for today. It's called the Liberty Two-Step. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.
We would very much appreciate your comments and questions about our programming here at PCJ Radio. You can contact us via email at pcjradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's pcjmedia@gmail.com. We also invite you to visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and listen to all our programs. You can either download them from the website directly or subscribe to all our programs in iTunes at www.pcjmedia.com. And while you're at our website, do take part in the Happy Station Show Friendship Sponsorship Program. There are three levels: silver for $1, gold for $5, and platinum for $10. The selection is yours. This is PCJ Radio.
The British DX Club is one of the world's leading DX clubs, with hundreds of members both in the UK and around the globe. BDXE produce a comprehensive monthly magazine called Communication, covering all aspects of the DXing hobby. The BDXE Audio Circle is also available and is a monthly program of DX catches and general chat about radio. For more information, please write to the British DX Club, 10 Hemdeen Hill, Caversham, Reading, RG4, 7SB in the United Kingdom, or visit the website at www.bdxc.org.uk. That's www.bdxc.org.uk.